Mishnah Vav, we learned in the previous perek that if somebody slaughters a Korban Pesach for a chabura, a particular group of people who are sharing an animal for the Korban Pesach, if none of the members of that group are able to eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach, for example, they're tomei, or they haven't got a bris milah, or they're old, or they're ill, then the Korban Pesach is invalid. But if there are some members of the group, at least, who can eat at least the kazayis of the Korban Pesach and fulfill that obligation, then the Korban Pesach is considered valid, even if there are members of the group who won't be able to eat it. So it follows, therefore, that shechata yishlai le'eichlav, if somebody slaughtered the Korban Pesach on Shabbos for a group where the entire group is not able to eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach, v'shalolim nuyov, or he slaughtered the Korban Pesach for people who are not appointed and are not part of that group who designated that Korban Pesach, again, it will be invalid, la'reilin, if he did it for a group of people who haven't got bris milah, v'latameim, or if they are tomei, in that case, chayev, who will be liable for having broken Shabbos, since the Korban Pesach is invalid, which means that the slaughtering was forbidden. However, la'eichlav v'shalei la'eichlav, if he did it for a group of people, where some of them can eat, some of them can't eat, limnuyov v'shalei limnuyov, if he slaughtered it for the sake of people who are part of that chabura, that group, as well as for people who are not part of the group, la'mulim v'la'areilim, if he did it for both people who have got bris milah and people who haven't got bris milah, la'tahom la'tameim, or for tahor people and tomei people, the point is the Korban Pesach is considered a kosher, valid, and therefore potter, he is exempt because he did not violate Shabbos. And what happens if shechata is somebody slaughtered the Korban Pesach v'nimtza bal mum, and then it is found that he actually had a wound which can be seen from the outside of the animal? It's got a mum, and therefore it's invalid to be a korban. So that means, again, when he slaughtered it, the slaughtering was forbidden, and therefore chayav, he would be obligated to bring a korban chatas if this was done unintentionally. However, shechata, if he slaughtered it v'nimtza treifa baseser, then it is found that this animal is considered a hidden treifa. A treifa is an animal which has an internal wound, some sort of internal injury, which means that the animal will die within a year. That animal is considered a treifa and forbidden to eat and forbidden to bring as a korban. So that means that the slaughtering was also forbidden. However, in this case, potter, he is exempt from bringing a korban chatos, because this was beyond his control, and one only brings a korban chatos for a shoigeg, if it was unintentional. But if it was totally accidental, and he could never be able to do anything about it, then he is considered totally exempt. Shechata, what happens if somebody slaughters a korban Pesach on Shabbos, and then v'noida, it becomes known, shemoshra b'ayl mesyadam, that the owners and the members of the chabura of this korban Pesach pulled their hands away, meaning they left the group. One is allowed to leave the group until it is slaughtered, and it comes out that everybody left the group before it was slaughtered. So again, the animal is invalid. It's not a Korban Pesach because it's not being slaughtered for anybody. Or if the owners, the members of the chabura died, or they became tomei before it was slaughtered. So in this case, once again, although it was possible for him to find out whether they're still alive and still part of the group, it is still considered to be an oinus, something totally accidental and out of his control, and therefore potter, he would be exempt from being a korban chatos because he slaughtered it with permission, and he's not responsible if it ends up being that it was done for nobody. So it's true again that the korban is invalid, but he won't need to bring a korban chatos since the avera was done totally accidentally.